Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Chaf, as Siman Chaf Beis, and we mentioned the Chayyim is now going to move to the topic of Hatmono. So, Dini Hatmono b'Shabbos, v'chein l'hatmin kli'im sheicher b'kli sheyesh b'chamin, shekaran b'ana, v'vor le'el Klal Beis, v'nishma misham, Siman Hei. So he wants to talk about the following. He said, really, he spoke about this before, back in Klal Beis of Hilchos Shabbos, where he talks about setting up the arrangement for food. For Shabbos, the rules of Shehiyah, leaving food on the fire going into Shabbos, and also the rules of Hatmana, of leaving food not on the fire, but instead of taking it off of the fire and insulating it in a way that it would be able to be maintained for Shabbos. But he says he wants to add something over here. Nishmat Mishram Binyan Siman Hay, Binyan Shemat Minim Hakava. I left out something there in Siman Hay, which talked about they would be matmin, they would insulate, and they would put away coffee, bechol, in sand. So they would, what he describes over there was they would dig a hole in the ground, fill it with sand, and then put this pot, which had coffee in it, in the sand. So sand is an insulator which is mutter to use from Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos. Is not considered a moisiv hevel. Types of materials which generate heat on their own, the most common example of a zevel, they would use some type of a manure, a compost, those type of things. Organic material in certain situations starts to create heat of its own. There's chemical reactions which generate heat. So that's also even from Erev Shabbos. But the chol is an insulator, doesn't generate heat of its own, it just reflects the heat which is there back to the food. So that's called an enomos of hevel. And one is allowed to do hatmana in an enomos of hevel from before Shabbos going into Shabbos. One cannot do that on Shabbos, but a person can be matmin it before Shabbos going into Shabbos. So he's saying the person is going to do this, he's going to put it into chol. What you should do is take the container which has the coffee and put it into sand. That's a great idea. But now he adds a condition which he did not mention before, and that's what he's adding now. You cannot be matmin the whole pot. You should be matmin half of the pot or a third of the pot, but not the whole thing. Okay, now, if you submerge a half of your pot into the sand, that's not going to be very effective in keeping the heat, because you have this whole other half of the pot, or two thirds of the pot, which is not insulated, and it's going to be losing heat to the atmosphere. So he says, apparently, what you should do is the following: so you have a part of the pot which is submerged in the ground. Whether it's a third or a half, take another kli and put it like a dome over the pot of the coffee, and then drape various different types of insulating materials on top of the dome, so that they're not touching, like we mentioned, they're not touching the pot. So that's not considered hatmana. So the bottom part is hatmana. Hatmana is only in half or a third, but not the majority. Sounds like if the majority of the pot would be submerged, it's a problem. Turn a pot over this smaller pot. They shouldn't be touching. And we said from Toises that if there's a gap between the item which you're insulating and the insulating material, that's not a problem of hatmana. You can put on this dome that you're putting over the coffee pot. You're taking a large pot, for example, and putting it as a canopy over the coffee pot. Then you can drape as much, since in that, the larger pot, which is placed face down, is over the coffee pot but not touching it, so it's not considered hot mono. You can layer as many layers as you want on top of the dome. Well, you've laid it on Kadera, we got him a car, Mashiach, Since the upper hatmana, the upper act of insulating it, the dome you're putting there is not touching the pot which has the coffee. But the Chayyadim says this idea that you cannot submerge the coffee pot, the majority of the coffee pot, in the sand, and that's a problem. And the question is, why is that a problem? One can do what the Chayyadim is recommending, since we hold hatmana b'miksus, aloshmi hatmana, that partial hatmana is not a problem. As long as, even if the whole thing is submerged, as long as the top is not covered, it's not considered hatmana according to the Ramah. So why is the Chayyadim adding this rule that he says that you cannot submerge more than half of the coffee pot into the sand? So that's the question. And that's the point the Chayyadim seems introducing. And it's the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyadim in one place, while the Mishnah Berurah is discusses earlier that the opinion of the Ramah is Hatmana b'miksus is not considered Hatmana. So that's the point we're going to leave, and we'll clarify more in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.